615, 1320 WILS. So another big story here in Lansing today, the legislature moving fast on a controversial teacher pension reform plan. One of the sponsors, one of the people really moving this ahead is Phil Pavlo, State Senator Phil Pavlo, and he is with us here on WILS. Senator, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, it's my pleasure to join you tonight.
Yeah, let me just start with what the other side says. They say we have this hybrid pension system for teachers and it's working, and we shouldn't be messing around with it. Well, what's the issue here?
I disagree, and what we want to do is be able to develop a retirement plan and a system that does three things. We want to be able to make sure the employees going in have a secure and a safe foundation for their retirement. We want to make sure that the taxpayers are protected in that as well. Mm-hmm. And we also want to make sure that it works for the entire state of Michigan and we eliminate any future risk.
Well, that's really
the key here.
What's wrong with the hybrid system that's in place right now?
Well, it's brand new. When I say brand new, 5-6 years old, there's nobody drawing on it, so it's not accumulating any liabilities. But actuarially, you can say that it's full because no one's drawing out. What we know and what has been proven across the country in almost all systems is that you just cannot keep up financially with the promises that are made. You're going to enter into a contract that could potentially run 65 years. So how can you say today that we're going to take this amount of percentage and it's going to take care of you for up to 40 years in your retirement? It's just not realistic. It creates too much risk on the downside. And when I say risk, it's risk to the people that are in the system as well. So, we're introducing a new defined benefit.
What do you mean a risk to those in the system? What's their risk?
Well, the system today that many retirees are already into have been in for a while, it's funded at only 60%. So I'd have to ask, is there any retiree in the state of Michigan who would settle for 60% of their retirement that they worked so hard for? Yeah. That's where the number is. But more importantly, it's about $30 billion underfunded, and every year it goes up $1 or $2 billion a year.
But their pensions
are real dollars.
Their pensions are guaranteed in the Constitution, right?
Well, that's right. The taxpayers still have to make good on that guarantee. And so there isn't anything in state government that comes close to the kind of debt that's accumulated in the retirement system. You only have to look to the city of Detroit to see why they went bankrupt. General Motors and Chrysler, the same thing. The Detroit Public Schools, again, another factor of not being able to manage your legacy costs.
And you think the way it is,
badly.
You think that's where we'd be heading right now if we don't do this? Is that it?
I think it's a very good possibility. So what we did today is we passed a bill that offers two plans to any new hire, but limits the downside risk. The defined contribution, which about 90% of Americans have, has zero risk.
Like a 401k system, essentially.
Correct.
Well, it's zero risk for the state, but I mean, there's certainly a risk for the contributor, right?
Well, and keep in mind, all that money's all mixed together anyway. So what I'm saying is they can't accumulate debt. And that's very important when you look at government's history and track record in managing these. But we also are offering a defined benefit program where the difference is the employee and employer share in any of the accumulated liabilities. So
I know it gets complicated, Phil, but can you just explain why a teacher would choose the 401k versus the defined benefit, the pension style plan?
45% of all teachers leave the teaching profession after 5 or 7 years. And under the current plan, you must stay there.
Okay. I was worried this would happen. I mean, Senator Phil Pavlo, he's on the road. Hey, Senator, you're breaking up just a bit, enough where we can't really hear what you're saying.
My apologies.
Well, no, it's fine. I know you were on the road for the interview. Tell me how quickly do you expect this to get passed and in front of the governor, and do you think he'll sign it?
I think he will because the governor played a very big role in helping shape the final proposal, and I think within the next couple of weeks we'll probably see it because I think it's going to be part of the overall budget agreement.
Have you heard from the MEA or the unions at all on this?
Yeah, we had committee testimony on it today. We only heard opposition and testimony from the AFSCME, But the unions, both unions, teachers unions, have turned in cards of opposition to the bill, but they did not speak in opposition.
Well, why is that? I mean, this is such a big issue. Why would the MEA not be there to testify?
Well, they were there in the room. They just put a card in. You know, they did not wish to speak but opposed the bill. So, you know, I guess if I'm paying, you know, if I'm collecting millions and millions of dollars in teacher dues, I think that they should be, you know, at least willing to communicate their interest in front of the committee. But they chose not to, and, yeah, that's not anything unique. I just, they're opposed, and they will remain opposed to any change.
State Senator Phil Pavlo right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Senator.
Hey, Mike. You have a great night.
You too.